Okay. You may have gotten, hopefully you've gotten the email from Bruno that was sent out this either the first thing this morning or last night or throughout the weekend. He kind of has them timed so that they just go out automatically. But it talks about making the phone call, and he included kind of homework, if you will, that says, now, in preparation for today's training call, please listen to these two audios. One of them is is by Casey Watkins and talks about the psychology of the sale. And the other one is an interview that we had with one of our agents, actually his wife out in Ohio, Angie Owens. And Angie, we interviewed her because she does all the appointment setting for Michael, her husband, and did a phenomenal job on the interview, but evidently is doing a phenomenal job on the actual scheduling the interviews or scheduling the appointments with the clients. And it's always good to hear how other folks do it, but and also to kind of get some knowledge, if you will, for those of you who haven't ever made your first phone call yet, or if you're in the process of making the phone call and maybe having some difficulties and running into some sort of obstacles. I won't call them objections, because objections just implies that they're objecting to something. They're really not objecting to it. They're just maybe not understanding what you're telling them, or you haven't found something that they're looking for yet. But if you haven't listened to those either one of those audios or both of those audios, then I'm not going to tell you to get off the phone, but I'm going to highly recommend that once we do get off the phone, if you've got those audios, then to either download them, put them on a CD, or put them on an MP3 player, or just download them and keep them on your desktop or your laptop and play them on that. That's the way I do. I carry my laptop with me, but I also got most of them on that laptop. And some of them I've already got burnt off onto CDs. Other ones I haven't, but I don't have an MP3 player yet. I think that's one of my items on my Christmas list here that I'm asking my wife to get for me. I think they have them out now that you can also have MP3 player, but also can record. So it's kind of a combination, which I think that's really what I want to do, is to be able to record, you know, when I'm at conferences and so forth, but also just to download the MP3s and listen to them at the same time. But right now I'm dealing with just the CD itself. Like I said, when I'm out there in the field, it's always if I'm out there listening, I can always just plug in the computer if I need to and listen to them there. So today's topic is, in all actuality, is making the phone call. Last week, if you were on the call, you may have remember that it was Bruno that was talking about the products and primarily the simplified issued products, Home Certain and the different types of products, one of them being the Secure Master. I had a request to speak, talk specifically about the Secure Master product today, and I think what I'll do is just hold off on that particular topic until we get around for the next three or four weeks. But having said that, then if you do have a question like that, just either call me directly or email me, and we can discuss it one on one in that regard. Okay. I also am in the process, and she may be joining us here shortly. She had an appointment that was kind of conflicted with today's call, but I think she probably will be trying to join us here shortly, and that's basically is the lady who does my appointment settings. And if you have been around for three or four months, then you may even recall I interviewed her back about that time ago, first part of the year, early part of the year. But she does an awesome job in setting my appointments, and I thought it would be good just to kind of hear it from her. But as such, whether you are making your own phone calls or you having someone else do it is still an important step, and it's something there that these two MP3s I was telling you about should be beneficial to you. I know I listen to it quite often, and matter of fact, you may recall the last Wednesday's phone call that Paul Roberts conducted in the absence of Fitz, talked about I was on there as one of his guest speakers, and I mentioned the fact that I was running into a few, I don't know, I think we all, if we were in this business any length of time, we run into a not necessarily a situation, but we kind of have our ups and downs, and where we feel like that, you know, it seems like every time we turn around, something is, another obstacle is coming up to prevent us from reaching our goals. But one of the things that really helped me turn things around for me back in mid-October was I had just gotten the MP3 or the audio from Casey, and when he was out there at his manager's meeting, which is Stephen Davies. And he had mentioned that he had it was called The Psychology of the Sale. And Bruno had first heard it, and man, he was just really fired up about it. He told me, he says, "Vern, we need to really listen to this, because this is just exactly the psychology of it is more, it's just as important as the actual method or the techniques associated with making phone calls, the psychology of it and why it works and why you do this and why you do that." And so I was running into maybe it was my attitude, maybe it's just probably a lot of it was just my attitude. Anyway, I started listening to this CD, or actually, well, it was a CD in my case, and I started hearing some things in there. I said, "Man, I know how to make phone calls. That isn't the problem. It's just, you know, what am I supposed to do once I'm in the house or whatever?" I'm running into a lot of these people who either didn't have any money, or maybe they wanted to really consider things, options. In other words, I don't want to get around to saying they wanted to think about it, because I like to feel like that I've overcome that particular obstacle. But in all actuality, they had a problem thinking about it, I guess. And so when I was listening to that, I started listening to that in the car, that one and some other CDs. But that particular one really hit home, because I just liked the way he came across. Very personable, very down-to-earth, very casual, conversational type situation with him. And he started talking about asking that person that was being a little hesitant on the phone. Of course, he was role-playing, but he was also being, the role-play he was having was with the client there, the person he was talking to, was being a little non-committal on the phone as far as scheduling the appointment. And his comment was, "Now, Mr. Jones, now, is this a big concern to you? Because if it's not a concern to you, then I don't want to waste your time and try to set up an appointment with you," or in something in that form or fashion. And, man, I thought, man, that's really cool. I like the way he said that. And the guy was saying, "Oh, no, it's a concern." And then, fine, unless if it's a concern to you, then let's set up a time so we can meet. We can discuss it further. And I started using that in the house when the person got down to the point where you've listed the price for them, you've gone through the whole presentation, if you will, and they get to that point, and they're kind of sitting there, and they really haven't said no, but they haven't said yes, and I'll just ask them that, "Is this a concern to you? Because if it is a concern, then we'll find something that's going to fit your needs and your budget." And boy, next thing you know, I started closing right and left after that, and I'm thinking, well, all it takes is just to hear certain things on there, and whether or not you're looking for that specific thing, if you will, or that specific item or that specific word, then and once you hear it, then it's realizing, you know what, that might work. That maybe that's just exactly that little tidbit of information, that little nugget of information there that I have there that it might be beneficial to me. And so it worked out that way. I've definitely become a true believer in plugging into the system, and not that it wasn't already a true believer, but it's just amazing that you think you've heard everything, or you've learned everything when all you got to do is pick up the phone and hear those, or not pick up the phone, but listen to an MP3 or something like that, and it's just amazing how those just little bits of information can help you. Okay, so you've gone through your training now, and you've replied back to the training, and or to the email that we mailed out to you that says, now I've completed my training, and so therefore I need to have my leads in these counties in this area that I want to get the leads for. And we've done that. We provided those to you. And then when once you've done that, the next step that we've done for you is to email you another link that says, okay, here's some information to listen to, whether it be in audio format, but also to download this link here, which is going to let you download and install the software for the different companies here that we do business with, so that you can start writing business for F&G or HomeCertain or whatever. And this is how you are able to develop your quotes. And so now then, we've pretty well put the ball back into your court, if you will. We've provided you the training. You said you've completed the training, so you've heard a little bit about how to make phone calls. We have provided you with some more training as far as the audio goes, in the form of whether it be the Holy Grail of phone scripts or something similar to that, that talks about making phone calls. And Casey Watkins one is the one just like that. Then one from Angie Owens, which is what she has actually done, has started making appointments for her spouse. And but if you listen to any of those and or read any information in there about making the phone call, you probably figured out that pretty much the process is the same. I mean, we tried to simplify it as much as possible, but by and large, your main purpose is to be able to, you've got the lead now that somebody has mailed in to us, or to you, in all actuality to you now because you haven't, has mailed in to you that says, please call me, I need this, whatever it is this that you're offering, this is what I need, or I need something in that letter there has prompted them to mail it back in to you, or to us. And so now then, all you have to do is pick up the phone and call them and set up a time to where you can meet with them so that you can explain a little bit further what all that entails, and also verify some health information and so forth. So that seems to be where a lot of people are kind of all of a sudden starting to get a little hesitant, because they think that, oh my goodness, that means I got to pick up the phone, that means I've got to make this phone call, that also means this, oh, I might get a rejection, and I can't deal with rejection. And so you've got to get that mentality out of your head in the very beginning. Don't think of it as you're, they're going to reject you. They're not. They're not rejecting you at all. You're there to just, your first step in this whole process, this whole long journey, if you will, to make extra money and to support your family, is to reach that person, get a hold of that person, talk to that person, set up a time where you can go meet with them, and then help them find something that's going to fit their needs and their budget and get them protection. So the mentality any person would have to have, whether it's you making your own appointments or having someone else make their appointments for you, make the appointments for you, is that you've got to be committed to a set time in which you can start making those phone calls. The biggest hurdle, I guess, that people have, and I know when I first came into the business, I left the corporate world, and I wasn't used to working out of my home. Well, when I started becoming involved with the Fitz Group, of course, I was working out of the home. All of a sudden, I had that, I had all that freedom, if you will. And it was very, very easy for me to get distracted. And therefore, what I had to start doing was committing a set time period in which to make my phone calls. Jason and I, Bruno and I, were just talking this morning a little bit about this. And some of those of you who don't know Jason's background as far as this business goes, when he first started in this business, he was part-time, which most people are. Well, what that meant for him was the only time he could run appointments at all was Monday and Tuesday night, period, because he worked nights the other 5 days. And the only time then he had to make appointments was Sunday evening or sometime during Sunday. Okay? Now, Jason, well, he has a 4 or 5 year old daughter right now, so 2 or 3 years ago that she was much smaller, of course, much younger, and he had to literally establish a time period there and dedicate that time period to doing nothing but making phone calls. And so he basically had to, not necessarily had to, but Melissa, his wife there, basically took the child, and they went into another room or left entirely and went somewhere else until it gave him that time, if you will, to make those phone calls where he did not have any distractions whatsoever. And so when you're first starting out with this, you need to commit yourself to making the phone calls and to setting a time that is best for you to make those phone calls, whether it is 9 till 12 on Saturday morning, which is, I think, it was the time he said he had available, as the only time he had to make phone calls, and for Monday and Tuesday. So he didn't have any option of saying, well, I'm going to make a phone call here this hour and then run in and, you know, and put laundry in the laundry room or get laundry ready to for the laundry and things like that. So the point in all of this is you need, very first of all, sit down and work out a schedule for you that says these are the times in which I am going to make phone calls in order to set my appointments. Now, depending upon your own personal life, depending upon whether or not where you're at as far as you're at your job, most folks, if you're doing this on a part-time basis, probably aren't allowed to make personal phone calls at their job. Or even if they are, they don't have enough time to commit to making those phone calls because they are working a full-time job. And so about the only time you're going to have to make the phone calls is usually after hours or after you get off work. And whether or not you work nights, that means is you only got time to make them is in the morning. Or if you work days, the only time you're going to have to make them is after hours. And usually when most people, they're working during the day themselves. And so usually the time to call is usually the best time is going to be of an evening phone time period, just because that's the time they're available and that's the time that you have available. And so what you need to do then is if you want to set appointments for within anywhere from 24 to 48 hours in advance, what I started doing when I first started out was the best time that I found to reach folks was Monday evening and Saturday morning. Okay, so Monday evening from when I got home, had a bite to eat from my work, basically then around 6:30 in the evening time, I sat down and I started making phone calls, one right after the other. And here's another important topic, tip here is, as Casey Watkins indicated in there, it's you need to keep track, you need to have activity. In other words, the more dials you have, the more phone calls you make, the more better options you're going to have of reaching folks. Are you keeping up with that? In other words, are you keeping track of your phone calls? Are you using the phone tracking sheet or something similar to that? We're not saying you have to use that exact version. I know when I made my phone calls, I first started out, all I did was take the lead sheet, turn it over on the back, and wrote down the date and the time every time I made a phone call. And if I didn't reach anybody, I just put no answer, no answer, no answer. And I could keep track then, and when I got done with my 10 or 11, however many leads that I had, I turned around and started all over again with number one. In other words, kept 1, 2, 3, 4, kept on until I got hold of someone. I would usually start anywhere from 6:30 to 7 o'clock at night and call all the way up to 9 o'clock and maybe a little later depending upon what area of the country I was in. For example, if I was going out of town and was doing the same thing, I'm in central, we're here in Texas, of course, which is central time, but if I were going to California, I knew that, you know, that's 2 hours time difference. Or if I was going to the East Coast, that was an hour time difference the other way. So I knew that if I called, you know, any time, I would call up to 8 o'clock or 8:30 at Central Time, which means 9 o'clock or 9:30 Eastern Time, or I may call up until 11 o'clock Central Time if I'm calling for California. You know what I'm saying? So I tried to schedule it. So I set up a time Monday night. My wife knew that, Vern, don't bother me. Or Sheila, my wife, do not bother me here. And so, therefore, I could dedicate that time to doing nothing but making phone calls. And that's what I did. I didn't sit there and play games on the computer while I was sitting there. I did nothing but make phone calls, one right after the other. Bam, 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 until I set up my appointment. And I always tried to make my phone calls such that I would schedule them anywhere from 24 to 48 hours in advance. In other words, if I'm calling on Monday night, I'm calling for Tuesday night or Wednesday night. And Wednesday night, I would also do the same thing between 7 to 9 o'clock. But on Saturday morning, I found that I was able to get a hold of most people between 9 and noon on Saturday. And that's exactly what I'd do. I'd get up in the morning, and I'd call between 9 and noon. I was speaking to a gentleman here the other day that said he doesn't like to call anybody after 9, or he doesn't like to call anybody before 9 o'clock in the morning. And I says, well, how successful are you in making those calls? And he says, well, I've actually not been able to get a hold of anybody. I says, well, then try changing your time period. Make it 8 o'clock in the morning. You'd be surprised. Ralph Simpson, if you ever listen to any of his tapes or MP3s back when he was first starting out, he'll tell you he made his phone, he'd call people at 8 o'clock in the morning. And he never had a problem with anybody, you know, telling him off or anything else. They're usually there. May not have a whole lot of time to talk because they're getting ready for work, which is understandable, and therefore you won't be on the phone very long. Basically, it's like, you know, you're setting up a time just like you would any other time. So you got to commit yourself to making the phone call and also commit yourself to setting up a time that works best for you. But once you've committed to doing that, then do the activity, do the work, do the phone calling. Don't make one phone call an hour and give it up and say, well, it doesn't work because nobody was at home. Well, you just narrowed your odds. You narrowed your chances down significantly. You just got to keep calling and calling and calling and calling until you get a response. And like I said, I keep track of it because invariably, if I was having a problem and I'd call my manager up, the first thing he's going to ask is, how many phone calls did you make? And then if you think, well, I only made two or three, you really don't remember how many you made. If you only made two or three, you obviously weren't making enough. But you made two or three phone calls, and he's going to tell you, and as if it were me or anybody else in your upline, is going to say, first thing he's going to say is, you're not making enough phone calls. You're not making enough phone calls. And you're saying, I only call them at 6 at night. I may ask you, okay, when are you calling them? Well, I call them every night at 7 o'clock. Well, then start calling them sooner and call them later. But you need to be able to. So if you talk to any one of your, if you have an appointment setter that is a good appointment setter, and like I said, I was hoping mine would get on the line, but she had some conflicts here, so she may join us here shortly. But the point is that she commits herself, her time, to where she will sit there and, if she needs to, sit there all day long and make phone calls because she knows that I need to have a certain amount of appointments before I go out of town. And any good appointment setter that you get, you want to make sure they understand is that means is they have to be making X number of phone calls in order to get the activity that you need to keep you going. So, but when you do make your phone calls, keep track of them. But also, too, when you get on the phone, be relaxed. Don't come across as being or sounding like a telemarketer. Do not come across as if you're reading it from a script. So if you're pretty new at doing it, if you haven't had a lot of experience making phone calls, first thing I would recommend you do is develop your own script. Take the notes, take what other people that you've listened to, and come up with your own script. Nobody says it has to be verbatim as to what Philip Hudgens says on the phone or anybody else. You are who you are, and therefore don't try to imitate someone else. But having said that, you also need to know that be very conversational on the phone, and also Don't come across as talking too fast or as sounding as if you are reading it. In other words, hello, Mr. Jones. This is Vern with the Mortgage Protection Group. I am calling in reference to the letter that you have mailed in. And so forth. See what I mean? Now, some of you probably laughing over that, but I'm sure you probably heard that. You get the phone calls of an evening time now where it's an unlisted phone number, or and you pick it up, and the first thing you hear is this recording, or you hear this person who kind of goes into a script and won't even allow you time to say hello or anything else. They have to hurry up and get that words out of their mouth. So you want to be relaxed and be natural about it. Make it conversational. Hi, Mr. Jones. This is Vern with the Mortgage Protection Group. I was just calling in reference to the letter that you just mailed in to us here. It's in reference to mortgage, life, and disability coverage. Do you remember mailing that in? Maybe not. It may not be you, but it looks like it's got your wife's signature on it here, and I know my wife signs my name to a lot of things, but I was just calling to let you know that I received this. I'm the representative here for your area. Now, I'm going to be out in your area, looks like probably Tuesday or Wednesday evening. I just need to set up a time that's convenient for both you and your wife so that I can drop by and go over some options there that you guys might qualify for. And also, too, if you may, this first paragraph here that on this letter, if you may recall, it states there that you can qualify without a physical. And that's all well and good, but the state of Texas or the state of California, doesn't matter whatever state you're in, all I state is that it looks like they won't allow us to offer that unless we at least visually see you. Which one of those days would work best for both you and your wife? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday? Great. You prefer early evening or afternoon? I assume probably evening. It looks like you both work during the day. Early evening work best for you, around 6. I'll put you down around 6:30. How's that sound? Great. And so forth. And I'll also ask them, and we get all that information down, and I'll just say, now, if you don't mind, get a pencil and paper. I can wait for it here. And I just need for you to put down my phone number and my name. And that way then, if an emergency comes up, I'd appreciate it if you'd let me know, so that I don't show up and nobody be there, because I got to be quite honest with you, Mr. Jones, I've got about 25 or 30 other people I've got to see this week, and if you're not there, then if you let me know that ahead of time, then I can go ahead and probably book somebody else in that time slot. And then I may ask them again, by the way, now, are either you or your wife experiencing any major health challenges like cancer, heart disease, diabetes, high low blood pressure, cholesterol, anything like that that you're, or anything else that you might be taking medication for? And then let them tell me. And pretty much that's the way it goes. Now, some people you want to be as quick as possible with. Other ones, they might want to carry on a conversation with you. You don't want to be impolite, but you may listen to them a little bit. But by and large, the main purpose of it is just to let them know you've got the letter, and therefore you're the representative, and they're the ones that you just want to set up a time where you can come out and meet with them and try to work out the time. The one thing I don't do, and my appointment setter won't do either, is that we won't give them a specific, we won't ask them what's better for you, 7 o'clock or 6 o'clock. What I try to do is start out with, I'll be out there on Monday and Wednesday or Friday evening or perhaps Saturday morning. What day works better for you? And then when they say, well, Friday or Saturday morning works better for me, then I say, okay, great. I've got some time around 10 o'clock. Looks like I've got an availability at 10. I'll put you down for 10. How does that sound? Okay? Then if that way, then you haven't painted them into a corner, if you will, by saying, well, I'll be there Monday or what's better for you, 6 o'clock Tuesday or 7 o'clock Wednesday? And they say, well, neither one of them. Then what do you do? So what you want to do is allow them as much time, flexibility there in order to determine their own schedule without you really telling them until they tell you that. Let's see. Make it conversational. I think most folks have with them now, they either have a laptop or will be getting one. I won't tell you when you and the reason I bring this up at the time when we're talking about making phone calls is this, if you do not have a laptop, you can still be successful in this business. Don't get me wrong. It just makes it a little bit more of a challenge for you. But if you don't have a laptop and we're intending to develop and come up with the the different options for them ahead of time, then it would behoove you to, during the making the appointment time period, to get a little bit more detail as far as, you know, whether or not that mortgage amount that you see on that sheet of paper is, in fact, the total amount, you know, how long the mortgage is for, what kind of, mortgage payments are they making, because if they are looking for disability, you need to know that so you can come up with some numbers before you get there. Also, too, is you want to verify whether or not that they're dealing with any medical issues on the phone, simply because that tells you what program or what direction you need to go. And I'll tell them that. It helps me determine what direction I need to go, because I represent multiple companies, this type of thing. So you might have to, designing your script, just be prepared that if those types of questions come up, or if you are going do not have a laptop, you might make sure you ask a few more questions than would be typically someone who has a laptop. They don't need to know that information until they get there. You know what I'm saying? So be prepared. Practice your presentation or your phone script over and over again until you feel comfortable with being able just to say it without having to look at a sheet of paper to make sure you didn't forget something. Okay, that goes back to sounding like a telemarketer. And also, too, when you're reading something on a page, you tend to speak a little faster than you would have been as if you're just carrying on a conversation with someone. And then usually when you speed up that process, and it you tend to sound more like that telemarketer that I mentioned earlier. So you always want to practice it. It's a good way to practice it is either look in the mirror and talk as if you're talking, if you're calling somebody, or record it. And then if you're having some difficulties or if you're running into some concerns there with maybe some objections on the phone or whatever it is, listen back to it. I did that after it took me a while to get it through my head. I probably ought to do that since my manager was telling me to do that anyway. And I was very surprised at what I was hearing myself say. I said, I didn't say that. Well, obviously I did, because it just got recorded. And so sometimes it's always good to record it, listen to it first, or if you don't have a recorder, have your spouse or somebody just sit down with them and say, listen, honey, I did see you run this by you here. Or go to a friend and do the same thing, you know, somebody who's not in the business. And you'd be surprised. You never know. They may say, I should be able to do that. You may be able to find a recruit there, or at least some additional business. But just run it by somebody, okay? I've even had agents call up here and say, Vernon, I've got a phone script here. If you got a few minutes, I'd just like to run it by you. And I say, well, yeah, except that you got to be prepared for the answer, though. In other words, be prepared for constructive criticism, because if that's truly what you're looking for, then I'll be glad to offer that to you, but you also got to be willing to accept whatever it is that I am recommending, rather than just, I want you to hear it, but I don't want you to tell me what I need to prove on. That's not the way it works. Okay, here's the thing. A lot of people, they feel like they still have that uncomfortable feeling on the phone, and so therefore they once again they get a little concerned about the rejection, and for lack of a better way to put it, that's the only thing I can think of. What I started doing, and I've made this recommendation to two or three other folks in the past, is this: is that whether you're making your own appointments or you were having an appointment setter. One of the reasons a lot of people use an appointment setter is because, A, they don't have the time, and as you start getting up in more and more business and traveling out of town, it's always good to have somebody there that can help you. But if you don't have that or the money to pay an appointment setter, because they do cost, then what I've recommended, too, is when you're making an appointment, make it in the third person. And let me explain. What I've done then is I had another phone line to the house because I needed to do that anyway. But therefore, I would only make my phone calls off this phone line. I wouldn't use my own personal line or my cell phone. And when I set up that number, and let me back up, I'm not saying you have to do this. I'm just saying is if you're going to do it as a third person, and you're calling from a number that shows your caller ID, but yet you tell them you're with someone else, then sometimes that's a little bit of a conflict there with what you're saying versus what their, you know, your credibility, if you will. Here's the thing. All I'm saying is I created a phone, got another phone line. I actually went through Vonage, which, you know, it's through the internet. It's through your cable modem. But when I got the phone number, I made sure they did not list my name on it. All I had was the phone number itself listed on caller ID. So then what I did was is I would call, make the phone call, but I would call as if I was someone else. I was just an appointment setter, and therefore, what I was able to accomplish that way was two or three different objectives. All right. One is I felt comfortable doing that because now then they weren't. If they were telling me no, they weren't telling me no. They was telling my appointment setter no. All right. Okay. So I overcame that objection, if you will, or that personal feeling I might have had with being fear of rejection. So I would use, it didn't matter what name I used, I used the name Kevin. I'd use the same approach. Hi, Mr. Jones, this is Kevin with the Mortgage Protection Group. We just recently received this letter that you mailed back in to us regarding mortgage, life, and disability coverage on your loan. It shows here, it looks like it's got your wife's signature on here. Is she the one who mailed it in, or did she just put your name down on it, or what? Do you remember mailing us in? And I'd wait for them to tell me, yeah, I remember mailing it in. No, it wasn't my wife. It was my wife. It looks like it was my wife. I said, well, are you familiar with the letter then, or did she run it by you before she filled it out? And if they say no, I says, well, then I would ask them, then, is your wife available? Perhaps maybe I should talk to her. And if she was, I'd get her on the phone, and I'd introduce myself again. Hi, Mrs. Jones. This is Kevin with the Mortgage Protection Group. We just received this letter that looks like you mailed back in to us. You remember mailing it in? And she'd say, oh, yeah, I remember mailing it in. I said, great. Well, listen, Mr. Jones, I set the appointments for the agent that represents your area. And he's going to be in your area, looks like Monday evening, probably Tuesday evening, and maybe even Wednesday morning because we've got so many folks we need to see here. And I just need to set up a time that's convenient for both you and Mr. Jones here that he can run by and go over some options there that you might qualify for. Okay? So I've already told him I set the appointments. So now then, if you are getting objections, and some of those objections may be is all we were looking for was a price, then all I've got to say was, like I told you, I don't have that information. All I do is set the appointments. But I assure you that when he gets there, he is very knowledgeable. The agent there that's responsible for your area, he is very knowledgeable. We represent multiple companies, so he's going to have information on a lot of companies, and he's going to find something that's going to fit your needs and your budget. All right, so I've edified myself without really them knowing that it was me that's edifying myself, because if I told them I'm the one that's coming out there, and I'm also the one, I'm very knowledgeable of what I do and everything else, and it kind of sounds a little, you know, like you're beating yourself on the chest too much. And so basically what I've done there, then if they said, well, we were just looking, can you not just mail me some information, I can use the same response. Well, in all actuality, I don't have any information to mail you. All I do is set the appointments. And I assure you, though, he'll have information there on just about any program there that he finds for you, but he's also going to find something that fits your needs and your budget. And so what I've done is just overcome that objection, if you will, and I'll always also include he needs to verify your health because the state requires us to do that because of that state there with, you don't need to qualify with that with a physical and so forth. And therefore, then, basically, I'm able to stop any of that I would may have gotten if I were setting the appointments myself or as myself. And then I'll start, I'll end it again with, now, if you got a pen and paper, I'm going to give you his name and his cell number because he has that with him. And that way then, if he has any problems, he can call you. And if you have an emergency that comes up, please call him and make sure that, you let him know, because he's going to be very busy. He's got appointments booked. I've got him filled up most of the day. And therefore, if you're not able to make it, then he's going to maybe able to put somebody else in your spot. But he also too is that if you're not able to make, if you're not there, and you didn't let him know ahead of time, then you've kept someone else from getting this protection. So please allow him 20 to 30 minutes leeway either side of the time period for traffic and things like that. And I'll also go back into, and by the way, now that we've got all that done, you know, now that I've got all this information here, I just need to ask you one quick question again, and that are either you or your husband experiencing any major health challenges? That way then, he'll know which direction to go when he gets there as far as medical concerns. And go from that. And it's been very, it worked for me. Will it work for everybody else? I don't know. I've had a couple of people tell me you're deceiving them. No, I'm not. I haven't deceived them a thing. I'm just saying what I've done is I've taken off my mortgage protection specialist hat and put on my scheduling hat, and I've concentrated on scheduling the appointment then rather than trying to sell them something over the phone. I've set the appointment, and then once I got there, I've had a couple of situations, and people have asked me, well, Vern, what happens when you get there? Of course, if you probably can tell, I do have a somewhat of a distinctive accent, therefore they've said, well, what if you get there, and they say, wait a minute, you sound like the person on the phone. I said, well, I've actually had that happen. And all I said was, yeah, I know, I've had a lot of people tell me that, and just kept on going. Didn't even make any comment to it. And so it's worked out for me. Now, will it work for you? Don't know. All I'm saying is I'm offering you some additional tools, if you will, or a different way to look at it or a different way to approach it. Nothing has changed in the approach. Nothing has changed in my dedication to getting the phone calls. Nothing has changed in what I'm saying. It's just that I'm saying it as if I'm somebody else. It's no different, if you will, than your wife making the appointments for you, or you making the appointments for your wife or your husband or whoever it is. My appointment setter makes appointments for me. Therefore, her main responsibility is to call the people on the phone, basically identify who she is, let them know why she's calling, and then let them know that I am going to be in their area on this area, this up there in these dates. And because I do a lot of traveling out of town, I mean, basically all my business is out of town. I do not do any local local appointments at all. But because of that, then she is able to put a certain amount of urgency on it. I mean, she's not able to spread it out over a week's time period. I only have 2 days, and therefore I only have so many hours in that day. And so therefore, if you want this appointment, since you mailed it in, if you want it, her response is you mail it in, and therefore I'm going to do everything I can to make sure he comes by and see you, but you need to, you know, more or less, without saying it, you need to make sure you're there. And she has been very successful, in my no-show rate has dropped almost to nil. We've had situations where people have had to reschedule, and they have called her back because she will tell them, well, caller ID also, too. She'll give them my number, but they always see her caller ID. And she will reschedule the appointment for them, if assuming I'm still in that town during that time period. And if they can't meet during that time period, then what she will tell them is that I understand. I don't know when he'll be back. So if it's important enough to you, then he'll come out and see you at 10 o'clock at night if it's that important. But if it's not that important, then the only thing I can recommend is that the next time he's in town, I'll give you a call ahead of time and try to see if you're available. But we don't know when that'll be. So if it's important enough to you, we need to make sure you're taken care of while he's there, type of an arrangement. So it's very, very, very good. She's a very personable person, and also very committed to make the phone calls, because she knows that I'm not successful if she's not successful, and she does very good at making that. So, in final comments to that is that what happens when you if you're setting appointments for local to run locally, which most people starting out, that's what they're going to do. You're going to get the leads for local areas, therefore the appointments are going to be in the local area. And when I say local, meaning not out of town. Now, local may be, if you're here in Texas, local may mean an hour and a half, 2 hour drive away. And so, but the thing about it is regardless of whether or not you're setting them for local time periods, you always want to treat the leads or the appointments as if you are coming from out of town. In other words, is don't let them, if you're telling them you're only going to be there Monday and Tuesday, then you're only going to be there Monday or Tuesday. If you're only going to be there Wednesday or Friday or Thursday and Friday or Friday and Saturday or for the weekend, then you're only going to be there for that weekend. Don't let them off the hook by saying, oh, I can't meet that time period. Oh, okay, well, how about next week? And so what happens then is you start setting appointments the first appointment is Monday night, the next one's not the Wednesday night, the next one's not the Friday night. And so you jump in your car and you get to that down there at Monday night appointment, and you get down there and they're a no-show. Uh-oh, you just spent all that time, effort, and money in driving down there and no-showed and got no-showed, and because you let the other two people off the hook. Instead, you could have scheduled all three appointments at the same time period. Therefore, when one of them is a no-show, you still got two other ones that you can go see. Because it, as I've told a lot of new agents, and it applies, is that it costs just as much to drive or fly for one appointment as it does for 10 or 12. When we set appointments now, when my appointment setter sets mine and I am going literally flying out of town, she knows that I will not get on the plane and I will not even schedule my flight until Wednesday night, because I won't schedule it if I have less than 10 appointments to go to. Okay? Now, 9 isn't going to get it. I know that it's going to cost me just as much to get there and sit on one appointment as it is for 10 appointments. And so we'll not even make flight arrangements. My point in all this is folks out there on the phone or that are listening right now that are new or just getting started making their phone calls, treat it as if it is out-of-town business, simply because if you spread it out, you're letting them off the hook. Not that if they can't meet, they can't meet. Go to the next person. But, you got to treat it like a business. And therefore, if you let them off the hook, then you're going to go broke, and then you're going to get out of the business because you're trying to run around, like a dog chasing its own tail. And you're not going to be successful at it because you're going to have no shows, and your attitude's going to start dropping. And then you're going to say, "Well, it isn't working for me." When in essence, if you just plug into it and listen to what we're saying, is treat it as if it's out of business, out of town. So if you got 5 appointments, rather than spread them out one day, one night a week, just treat it like it's out of town, and then just do all 5 on Saturday, for example. And that way, then you can take care of all in one day, and you have the rest of the week to do what you want to, schedule appointments for the following week if you want, and so forth. So treat it like it's your business. Listen, keep track of your dials. Make sure you keep up with it. Activity is important. And if you're doing it part time, then set aside, commit yourself to a specific time period.